all of the word of God is not the same. There is a difference. There is the general body of revelation. Then there come seasons where he speaks specific words. So, why do we need a rhema? And what is a rhema? A rhema is the specific word of God to a person, a place, or a group of people that reveals the mind of God concerning that person, that place, or the group of people. When God sends rhema, it imparts faith to conquer. For faith is for conquest. When your faith is intact, that is when victory is assured.
Now, your word in season.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's get straight into the word of God. Being in church is important for the building of your faith. And make sure nothing distracts you. Amen. We've been looking at prevailing secrets, for the Lord has said, this year is our year of manifesting the Israel of God. So irrespective of what comes against us, we shall prevail. Amen. In any situation, we shall prevail. So we are looking at prevailing secrets. What are the secrets revealed to us in the Word of God so that we can apply ourselves to the Word in order to see the victory that is already ordained for us? Now in 1 John chapter 5, so we started looking at the secret of using the name of Jesus. Do you remember? Then we dealt with the secret of the secret of wisdom. Then last week we dealt with the secret of praise. Amen. Today we are looking at faith, the prevailing secret of faith. Faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh. The moment you hear the word overcome, you should know that a prevailing has gone on. Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He says, our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So, this faith, although it may contain a certain level of confidence, is different from the confidence a psychologist may talk about. What faith is this? He says, whatsoever is born of God. So right away, you see that the source of this faith we are talking about is God. Does it make sense? The next verse, verse 5, he says, who is he that overcometh the world? Who is it? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So you see that this is not psychology. So we are not teaching psychology here of self-confidence, self-awareness, self-realization, self-actualization. No, it's not psychology we are teaching here. We are talking about Bible faith. And he says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What is our faith? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So you must understand the faith we are talking about. It's very different from what someone encouraging someone with positive thinking may tell them. So as this word is coming, this faith is already resident in you, but there is coming impartation. All right? Yes. Amen. It says, faith cometh by hearing. Faith, it cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. So as the word of God is proceeding, the rhema is proceeding, it hits you. This prevailing faith is awakened. Am I communicating at all? Remember, as a child of God, once you are born of God, this faith is already resident in you. But you see, you must be walking in the consciousness of it and walking in its awakened state. I hope you are getting the point.
Yes.
So whatever you face, you unleash your faith like you unleash a dog to attack someone. You get the point. Hallelujah. Faith. Never forget that as we walk and go to and fro, arrows are fired at us at any time. And faith is defined as a shield. A shield. He says, taking the shield of faith, by which you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. So faith is one of the armors that the child of God must consciously be putting on. Mm-hmm. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. Then he says, you know, he starts to talk about the various items in the armory. Then it gets to a point where he says, above all, he says, don't see any of the different items in the armory to be more important than the other. But he gets to faith and he says, above all. This is English. This is pure English. Above all means what? Now, above all. So he says, put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand. So don't neglect any of the armors. But he gets to talking about the shield of faith. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Then he tells you, wherewith ye shall be able to quench. So, the quenching of all fiery darts of the wicked is not God's responsibility. It's our responsibility. My goodness. It's not God's responsibility. So, okay. It's our responsibility. I want you to look at it from this perspective. The Lord has delivered the children of Israel, shown great miracles, signs and wonders, delivered them from Egypt. He has killed Pharaoh and all the horsemen with their horses in the Red Sea. What else should God do? The enemy is fully defeated, submerged, completely drowned in the sea. Now these guys come out. If you have come out, what is the next thing? Enter the promised land. Isn't it? How come they go around 40 years? So, most of the time, it is not Pharaoh. Now, it was not Satan resisting them from entering the promised land. It was themselves. Though they were delivered from bondage, mental bondage, they were not seeing the right pictures that would energize their faith in God to take the promised land. So it was no longer Pharaoh. So most believers, it is no longer Satan. Hey. I have finished my message. Can you believe I finished? Yes, because if you get it up to this point, I'm done. Pharaoh is drowned. Where is Pharaoh? Now this is the promised land. Go and take it. Do you know what they see? Instead of seeing God, they see giants. Meanwhile, a major giant has sunk. A whole superpower has been drowned. Instead of seeing the right pictures for their faith to be energized, they are seeing minor giants. This part of your faith, where you take charge of your mental ability to see right, seen with the eyes of God. So irrespective of what is showing up, what has God said, that is what should give you the picture. The picture of, you must be resolute in having that mental picture of victory. He says you have failed. He said, me fail. Oop. Me fail. Then the picture, you must know who you are and who has spoken to you. I said, Pharaoh is drowned. So now, what is actually happening to them? Pharaoh is not involved. Whose fault is it? It's not the giant's fault too. Whose fault is it? Their own fault. Why? They don't see right. They allowed what they see with their optical eyes to decide the mental pictures they have of themselves. Because if you saw a giant, how then do you see grasshopper? Yourself as a grasshopper. I think maybe you are not getting what I... Look at this. Now they've entered. He sends 12 spies. I tell you. I pray for you that nobody sees for you. See for yourself. You see, these 12 spies were to go and see for everybody. And look at what they saw. What they saw affected everybody. You better be careful what your mother saw doesn't control you. What your dad saw doesn't control you. What your cousin is seeing doesn't control you. Are you hearing what I am saying? So everybody doesn't see right, then it affects you too. Almost say, who say? If faith comes by what you hear, then who say? You better hear what God say. He says, and there we saw. They were 12. 12 of them saw. Two chose to be different. Amazingly, they were the two that entered. They were the two that prevailed. The 10 who said they saw, and they now saw themselves as grasshoppers, didn't prevail. What do you see of the economy? Who is seeing for you? Who is seeing for you? He said, we saw. When it comes to seeing, don't pluralize seeing. I see. What is we saw? We saw. I see victory. I said, be resolute. The more than conqueror mindset must dominate you. More than conqueror. Not I'm now going to conquer. More than conqueror mindset. Do you understand? More than. I'm not a conqueror. I am more than. My conqueror trust. Still, you are not getting me. Look at it. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight. Can you imagine? What were they seeing? Where was that picture? We were on our own, in our own sight as what? A brother Jesus Christ. The giants were not seeing them. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And I wonder which giant saw them. These were spies. Which giant? Amazingly, when they got to even Jericho, the prostitute Rahab told them, your fear has already fallen on these guys. Your fear is already on them. All the men are women now. All the men are women now. Look, you better come in right now. That's why I've chosen to hide you. My goodness. Some of you, your helpers are coming. They will not look like they are from God because of the way they look. Some of them will be of even other religions. Don't drive them away. Receive them. They didn't say this is a prostitute. No, we don't want this hiding. No, a prostitute house. Oh, no, we don't want this hiding. What is a prostitute? Do you know who we are? We are a holy group of people. We know we are coming from. Why should we? They hid in the prostitute house. Sometimes when help is coming, we define people in all forms of ways, my friend. People of God. Let's get serious. The Lord may send somebody to employ you and pay you big cash, and he doesn't know Jesus yet. Hmm? Hmm? did the giant see them? Did you see anything that the giant saw them? You guys were hiding. Look at the picture they had of themselves. Grasshopper picture. What do you see of yourself? You see, what you see from the word of God must give you pictures of yourself. What you see. You see, the stronghold of faith is that you saw what God is showing you and you heard what he told you. So when God said, I have given it to you, it doesn't matter the opposition. Prevailing faith. I tell people when they say, I don't have the money yet, I say, go and search for it. We don't pay for it first. We look for it and see it first. Then we purchase with faith first. Am I communicating at all? I see you prevailing in any situation by faith. This prevailing faith. You see, 12 people were sent. Two had a different testimony. 10. So please, majority doesn't mean God. Majority, it is not. You say, oh, a lot of people are saying, so it may be the, who told you? 10 is to 2. How many times does 2 go into 10? Can you imagine? Can you? 5. That means in any given situation, you can have the majority being wrong.
Wow.
So look at it again. Don't say we saw. When they say we, say I'm examining it again. Let me see if that is the picture I will see. Do you know, amazingly, these two guys tore their clothes. He said, what's this? Let's look at their response. I love it. Do you love the word of God? Okay, go to chapter 14. That means many tears are unnecessary. These guys started crying. The whole camp started crying. Can you imagine? When you hear something, whether from a doctor, whatever news you hear, when it comes to you, how do you respond to it? Don't shed tears first. Tears don't solve anything. I know tears does something in the spirit. That's another day's talk. But this is an issue you must prevail over. Did you see that he says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our tears? This is the victory that overcometh the world. Do you know most of the time our words position us or reposition us? Most of us, our words have spoiled things for us. Our words. And your words were wrong because you saw the wrong pictures. So your faith, instead of being encouraged, your faith was weakened by the pictures you saw and the words you released. Am I communicating at all? See, in our family, nobody gets a degree. And so what? They saw. I'm seeing something different. Let's read what Joshua and Caleb did. Numbers 14, right? 14. Let's read from verse number 6. And Joshua, I want us to read from verse 1. Look at how they started looking at themselves and the things they started to say. Most of us, that's what we do. When we are faced with issues, you see? na omose ye obeji Christo dia bibia be ye se bibeji Christo di graph na bibia everything has turned some way. Look at this. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. Can you imagine all night crying? The next verse. The next verse. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. Imagine. What are we talking about death here? And wherefore had the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Look at that. Look at that. They are forgotten all the wonders God had done and the burying of in the Red Sea. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Look at that. We come to Nami Riasia. Ka Friday bia me ko twi so kakra anya me nya 50 200 bia sha me ho nyina. Is it you are now desiring the world because of something that you must prevail over? The next verse. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Can you imagine? The next verse. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. Verse 6. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. The other 10 were still there. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Have you seen the picture they are seeing? These guys are seeing death. These guys are seeing possibility. Based on what? What the Lord had told them. Their faiths were energized. The others. Next verse, verse 8. If the Lord delight in us, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Oh. The next verse. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. These guys are seeing the giants as bread. The 10 are seeing themselves as grasshoppers. Listen. And their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Look at their composition before the challenge. They say, check your pressure. When you check your pressure is above the normal. They say, and so what? Pressure, you are coming down. You say, I'm saying I was true. Pastor, check your I'm saying I was true. I said, I'm saying. I bet I said. I left my capacity. I put that. More company capacity. Oh, so some people, the moment they hear, they start seeing themselves in a coffin. They start seeing their funeral. They start, I mean. They say, how much that is Tari Pustes? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? When something speaks, whether it's a situation, whatever it is, have this resolute. Listen, your mind must maintain those pictures. Any picture that is negative, remember, is an arrow. That's why I say, cast down imagination. Cast it down. Cast it down. You say they are bread for us. You look at any situation, you are bread for me. I will eat you up. Yeah. I will eat you up. Oh, glory to God. I will eat you up. I'll eat you up. You look at how things are going, and it looks like some hardship here and there. It looks like when you pull, it's not pulling. When you say, you, I will eat you up. In the name of Jesus, I will eat you up. Then you look at the thing, you say your defense is gone away from you. I know. King King Kwa Shinim. I know. Then you see they are laughing at you. The 10 are still weeping. The 10. So, what would the others, you see, because he chose one from each tribe. That means two tribes are thinking differently now. Because the 10, the whole of those that listen to them will be weeping. The two. When they see the courage of Joshua and Caleb, what would those people start doing? It will affect them. It matters your association. It matters your association. You say we saw. No, you better see with the right people who see right. It will affect your faith. And if it happens that you have to stand alone. You get it? Stand alone. And you make declarations of faith. Now, how do we unleash our faith? Listen carefully. Our most holy faith must be consciously built up. Okay? This, your faith, which is a prevailing faith, must be consciously built up. All right? If it is not built up well, in the time where you have to unleash your faith, it may not produce the results that you want it to produce. But how do you build up your most holy faith? Okay? Am I communicating at all? Let's read. The first thing is praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:20. He says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say praying in the Holy Ghost. When you spend time to pray in the Holy Ghost, your faith is emboldened. Okay? Now, I know you've heard the word of God. Faith has come. All right? But then realize that your faith must be emboldened. This prevailing faith must be emboldened. By the time you are speaking in the Holy Ghost, you are speaking in tongues. I mean, Madagabaha, se kadibaha, yonkade kaha. You would sense a welling up. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I pray you dedicate time praying in the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's important. When anything shows up, remember, it is what is inside that will come out. When you start whimpering like a stricken mosquito, it shows that you've not been building up yourself on your most holy faith. Has anybody tried to beat you before? Even physically? Even physically, they try to beat you. When they make a move, speak in tongues. Once in a while, maybe you meet something like that.
Okay.
Where some people want to charge on you. You look at them, you open your eyes. You say, what would that do? He said, now let me tell you how my bum you. We've really not known the power of speaking in tongues. Maybe sometimes you think it is just one of the things when we come to church and we want to while away time. We just say, speak in tongues. You really don't understand what is happening to you when you speak in tongues. Look, that is a machine gun you are wasting like that. You see, all the time your tongue speaking is there. You see, you've not really keyed into that side of it. You will be surprised. One time some people wanted to beat me. I have an experience. Hey, they wanted to beat me. My God. And these guys were weed smokers. Hey, they wanted to beat me. There was an issue and I challenged them. And I said I sacked them. because I was in charge of a school kind of thing. I said, Masakmo. So they decided to beat me before they go. When they were charging, I opened my eyes. Then I said, Maka digesa, tekes abaruta, kis akaba. They looked at me like this. Oh boy, oh boy. They went away. They said, come and beat me. You may say, oh, you see, the weapons of our warfare are not kind of, maybe you, because if they had come against me, they would have beaten me physically. You better build up yourself on your most holy faith. Speaking in the Holy Ghost. Some of you, you have not really known the wealth in speaking in tongues. You dedicate yourself to it. It sounds like a joke. When they said the pressure is it will be swallowed up. I think sometimes ourselves, what is available to us, we really don't think it is that powerful. When you see people praying in the Holy Ghost like that, they feel very funny to you. Some people will get into gimmicks, the gimmicks of prayer. That's why it doesn't add anything. It's just gimmicks. But you see, it encourages you to continue praying. It doesn't add anything. There's no power in that one. In the sense that that thing that you are doing is what makes it powerful. It is the tongues that is powerful. Praying in the Holy Ghost, not the bah, 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 bah. Come on. Bah. I had some friends we prayed with. Hey! We could dance. Mabu. Bah. Sometimes you are tired, you don't know what to do. People of God, but praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, spend some time to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, don't pray in the Holy Ghost when a situation strikes. Pray in the Holy Ghost, develop the habit of praying in the Holy Ghost on your own when there's no problem. Don't wait for something to come. That is when you are now trying to start the engine and it's not starting. like you're trying to start. You're trying to start an engine. Look, it won't start. It won't start. When a situation strikes, that's when you want to start the engine. The engine says, I won't start. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Number two. So I said pray in the Holy Ghost, right? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Number two. Hearing from God. Hearing from God. It's not general. Not general knowledge of God, but hearing from God. How do you hear from God? You see, when you meditate on the word of God, every written word has a voice behind it. You must hear that voice. I hope you are getting the point. So, this is what meditation will do for you. Meditation would help you to hear from God. Look, any great exploit in God is traceable to God told me. I heard the Spirit of God say in my spirit that. Most of the time, when you see believers whose faith are alive, accomplishing anything for the Lord, it is traceable to a voice, the voice of God that spoke to them. Am I communicating at all? I said, the Lord said to me, the position is mine. That's it. It doesn't matter how many people are in opposition to it. You have it. The Lord said. The Lord said. You see Joshua and Caleb? Say, hey. The only thing is that we shouldn't be disobedient to God's voice because he has already spoken to us. What did he say? I've given you the land. Now you are seeing grasshopper. Yay. You are seeing grasshopper. I don't know the grasshopper, maybe the African one or the grasshopper. You have seen yourself as, you have reduced yourself. You didn't see yourself as a lion. Grasshopper, look at how, where they brought themselves. Grasshopperizing themselves. That's a serious matter. You didn't get any insect to even, grasshopper. You see how serious this thing is? Because the majority are saying, the whole congregation is saying that it won't work. So maybe it won't work. Bibi yo, ebe ye juma o. Eye juma. Omo se ye die, ukwa untimi nko. Me de meko. Me mere. Yesi ebuzu en obi antimi sidan o, usidan o du lantern no aka. Messi aboso me bosu wi a me wi akotnem yesu ko kotnem nso a wunyini nche me di 90 wum. What are you talking about? Is somebody listening to me at all? Meditation. Spend time to meditate. You pick the word, think, engage your mind. You see, that's how you start seeing the right pictures. The more than conqueror pictures, you take the word, take it, eat it, and think. You see, we have time for all other things. Please, dedicate time to the word of God. I'm talking about personally. You see, Joshua and Caleb were meditating on the word of God. They were thinking about the word of God. That was what was their focus, not what the rest were saying. These are the strongholds of faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Huh? Hearing God's voice. How do you hear God's voice? I said meditation. Meditation. That's why I said have your quiet time. Listen, effective Christians are people that respect quiet time. Personal time with God in the Word. Get your paper Bible. Do you know paper Bible? I mean paper, hard copy Bible. Enough of the phone Bible. I know your phone has a Bible, a very good one. I think you have even different versions, but you don't read. What you use your phone for most of the time is WhatsApp, Facebook, Snapchat. What else? Instagram, TikTok. You see, some of you are even in 25 groups. By the time you turn off your phone, you turn on your phone, you turn on the data. How do you even read the Bible? You see, your ability to see right has a lot of impact on your faith. And this is not a motivational speaker trying to get you to think positively. I'm talking about Bible faith. The word of God must come alive to you. And this happens when you meditate. When you meditate, spend time to meditate. Then you come up with personal revelations from God's word as you were meditating. You are a businessman. You must meditate. You get to stories of Abraham as a businessman, Jacob, how he multiplied his sheep. You see, as you meditate on such, you'll be surprised directions for business that can come to you. Still, you are not minding me. You are a student. You think because you are a student and you are a Christian, you should be the last in the class. You are a disgrace to God. For me, I think that any Christian who has bad grades, you are a disgrace to God. The Bible says, those young men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were the best. They were 10 times better than their colleagues. And they were good in science. 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 Gnosis. And if you think science is only chemistry, biology, and whatever, you don't know science. Science is gnosis, knowledge. Yes, there's science in engines.
Yes.
Science in mechanical engineering. Science everywhere. Every field has science. Then you are getting E. When you get E, you say that we should pray for you. Listen to me. Meditating on God's word will open your mind. If you're a student here, I see your grades going high. Because you spend time to meditate in the word of God. Say, in your time, you should have your bonfire. The prayer, you went to pray to who? Who did you go to pray to? And he made you last in class. I think I wouldn't like to worship such a God. The God you went to pray to, who is the most powerful, made you last in the class. To prove what? No, let's face it. You went to pray to the Most High God, the all-powerful, and he made you last in class to prove what? Stop that. Hey, I wanted to say something. You better get the right grades. Your mind will open up. You are getting the right grades. You see, when we go to church, you see, church, we have to really work for God. So as we are working for God, we don't really think about earthly things. Yeah. I don't like what you are saying. I don't want to say anything to offend you. Meditate. Okay? The last one, number three. Release the word from your mouth. Release the word of God from your mouth. The prevailing faith is a speaking faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The prevailing faith is a speaking faith. If you believe it, then speak it. Look at what these guys did. They came to release words, and it demoralized the whole camp. The whole camp started crying. These other two release words that would encourage the faith of others. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Words are that powerful. Words are so powerful. So the word of God in your mouth is all powerful. Now look at this. I said the prevailing faith is a speaking faith. You don't say one thing and you say you believe another thing. What you believe, you must speak. He says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. Huh? I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. I speak. Speak. If the spirit of faith is present, that prevailing faith, it speaks. It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. I am more than a conqueror. It speaks. I prevail in any situation. It speaks. I am a success. It speaks. I move forward in any given situation. It speaks. I am taking over. It speaks. I do well. It speaks. I am moving forward and upwards. It speaks. Why? The path of the justice as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So that is me, the path of the just. So if I believe that, then I must speak that. It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. After I've spoken in the Holy Ghost, building up myself in my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, I hear from God. I meditate. Then after I have caught the word, what do? You do what? You keep quiet. Quiet Christians don't win. Speak! When you get anywhere, somebody release a negative word. Ronnie went to school. She went to school. Somebody said that she went to a prayer camp with the mother. And at the prayer camp, the person leading the prayer camp asked that, who is your friend in school? So he mentioned Aaron's name. Then the man gave a prophetic word that go and tell your friend I said, are you the only friend in the school? And obviously the word was negative. So when she came to tell, he said, the woman requested for the dad's number. Thank God they didn't give it to the person. So when they said it to her, when she came to report it. Then I said, when they said, what did you say? She said, I said it in my head. I said, omo no kan, omo di omo kan, omo trim. Omo kan ni trim ankati. You see, some of us, we think victory. After thinking it, say it, oh. Say it, oh. He said, oh, I don't want anybody to hear. Who said that he says, say it for somebody to hear? In your room, who is there? He said, you see, I don't discuss my plans. When you discuss your plans too quickly, maybe you will share it with your enemy and they will get you. Who said, come and discuss it? Say it in your room. This contract, I have it. He didn't say, come and discuss it with somebody. But speak it, oh. You are not speaking empty words. Remember, you have spent time building yourself on your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. Remember, you have meditated on the word of God and you have heard God's voice. So when that word is being released, it is not an empty word coming forth. It is impregnated with the power of God. Glory.
Glory.
Speak. Speak. Maintain your confession. Irrespective of what circumstances, maintain your confession. I know sometimes it's difficult. You are shaking a bit and you would like to change what you say. He knows that when you change what you say, you can change the outcome. So he will keep pricking you so that you change it. Don't change it. Don't change it. Prevailing faith speaks. Speaks. I pray this week you face life with faith. Never forget the things that you've heard this morning. And as you go forth acting on the word, I see you prevailing over every situation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what I said at the beginning. Sometimes it's not Pharaoh. The mental bondage keeps people in the same place for a very long time. It may not be Pharaoh at all. Pharaoh was already drowned in the sea. What was left for them was to take the promised land. The pictures they painted of themselves is what restricted them, not the giants. Those that believed entered the promised land. Those that believed not, did not. May you go forth and take over this week in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
Just close your eyes at this moment. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes at this moment. Speak in tongues for a minute. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Makadibahai, Gedagis Atede Kapash, Lonke Kefira, Ivasta Ivai, Delavi Kefsta Ifakos, Atede Kampehes, Ratedi Kapai, Peruane, Keste Hivai, Dede Divalavasis, Ekavande Vahaya, Dokafeti Divahaya, Vikam Facete, Jakatediha. Legadiba Monta de Campe Gracis te hivai Usha kekene Legalula lame Messiah. We prevail. We prevail. We prevail. We prevail. Bakuparata. Prevailing faith. Abiriando kepaniak. Erakata de decos. Lakeniani gegamaniante. Da Davide vendavaha setidiva ate. La tedi campesim satedi ika piniat atede e nikimane sta ida babahai e kapede ida laketea. Irrespective of what comes, we release our faith, prevailing faith. Makata, when they come against your health, you stand and you declare, by his stripes, I am healed. I walk in divine health. No sickness can live in my body. It doesn't matter how hard the situation looks like. You stand and you look at it in the face. And he said, you are bread for me.
Everything will turn around for your good. Kati the artist. Oyana kenehi. Banana yakasa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More than conquerors, overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors, more than conquerors, overcomers, overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious. We've been made victorious through the blood, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's sing it again. More than conquerors, more than conquerors, overcomers, overcomers. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. For the last time, more than conquerors, more than conquerors, overcomers, overcomers. And win. Go forth and conquer. For you are more than a conqueror. Go forth and prevail. The prevailing faith is at work in you. May you see the right pictures as you pray in the Holy Ghost. May you see the right pictures as you meditate and as you release the words of God. May whatever it is that must bow, bow to you. You are blessed. Go forth with grace in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Mm-hmm.